Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Soon he will not be wanted on either side of the pond. Prince Harry sparks furious backlash in the US after calling the First Amendment bonkers, despite admitting he doesn't understand it. That's the eye-catching headline from the Daily Mail. On the Dax Shepherd podcast, Harry said, "I've got so much I want to say about the First Amendment as I sort of understand it, but it is bonkers. I don't want to start going down the First Amendment route because that's a huge subject and one which I don't understand because I've only been here a short time. But you can find a loophole in anything. You can capitalize or exploit what's not said rather than uphold what is said." Republican Texas Congressman veteran Dan Crenshaw tweeted, "Well, I just doubled the size of my Independence Day party." Meghan McCain tweeted, "We've fought a war in 1776 and we don't have to care what you say or think." That being said, you have chosen to seek refuge from your homeland here and thrive because of all what our country has to offer. And one of the biggest things in the First Amendment shows some utter respect. Robert Jobson tweeted, "Should Prince Harry use the word bonkers when describing the US First Amendment? Is that not a derogatory term for madness or mental illness? L.A. has, of all people, should know better. I'm sure his wife will tick him off and say he should have chosen another word." And in the Daily Mail, Piers Morgan writes under the headline, "I didn't think Harry could go lower, trashing his grandmother as she mourns Prince Philip, but the spineless self-pitying twerp's attack on free speech makes him look bonkers, not the US Constitution." Piers writes, "Like so much of the absurd Meghan-inspired psychobabble that spews out of his mouth, none of this makes any sense, and he clearly doesn't understand what he's saying either. Though we can safely assume that he just hates anything which affords any protection to journalists to say things he doesn't like, because that has been a familiar theme from the indignant media-loathing prince for the last few years. It's the same mindset that makes Meghan think she can complain to the bosses of TV networks when presenters like me refuse to believe her lies, and then have them removed from their jobs if we don't apologize for our impertinence. But all that Americans will take away from Harry's outburst about the First Amendment is a posh, privileged British royal slamming their constitution and their unalienable rights to freedom of speech and expression. It takes an extraordinary amount of entitled arrogance to mock the most revered building block of your adopted country's history. And lest we forget, things didn't end well for the last British royal who tried to tell Americans how to lead their lives, George III. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal watchers feel the divide between Charles and Harry may now be too far gone. Royal author Tom Quinn said, "There is no doubt the gulf between Harry and Charles had widened considerably. I mean, I think if they are not careful, it will be difficult to bridge that divide in the future. I can't see how they can do it." Grant Harold, ex-butler to Prince Charles, William and Harry, said, "The damage is done, and that makes me sad because the relationship that I knew, which was a loving, caring, fun relationship, can never be like that again." The Mirror reports that royal aides want Harry and Meghan to give up titles after the prince's podcast attack. One insider told the Mail on Sunday, "There is a growing feeling that if you dislike the institution that much, you shouldn't have titles." The Duke of Sussex has now spent a significant amount of time emphasizing that he's no different to anyone else and attacking the institution which he says caused him so much pain. A royal source told the Times earlier this week, "Nobody is shocked anymore. It's more, here we go again. But he should be told that these grievances should be aired in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it publicly in a podcast. Get on with your life." Professor Kate Williams tweeted, "Cries to remove titles of Duke and Duchess of Sussex from Harry and Meghan. But Harry's title of Prince cannot be removed. Thus, if they were no longer Duke and Duchess, they'd be Prince and Princess, which would, one might argue, be even more appealing on the world stage." Aside from the obvious reasons, the palace is said to also be upset at Harry's podcast appearance because it overshadowed Prince William and Kate Middleton's visit to mark Mental Health Awareness Week. A royal source told the Times, "It was such a lovely day for the Cambridges. It's a shame that it got usurped by what Harry had to say." Despite all this talk of Harry and podcasting, we are still waiting for episode 2 of Harry and Meghan's Spotify podcast, for which they reportedly received $25 million. The first and only episode was released in December of last year. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.